Hundreds of people also turned out in Fairbanks to witness the Venus transit. KUAC's Emily Schwing was there.
Here you go, guys. Thank you. You're welcome.
Martha Waro is the education and public outreach lead for NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory in Maryland. I caught up with her just as Venus started to cross in front of the sun. She was handing out little paper sunglasses.
These are solar viewing glasses. You can safely view the sun with them.
Okay.
We're hoping that Venus will be visible enough to be able to see with these glasses.
Okay.
You need to have pretty good vision for that, because Venus is quite small.
I have 20/20 vision, so can I give it a shot?
Sure.
Okay.
You can see it?
Yeah, take a peek. I'm Martin Gutowski. I'm the coordinator for the Fairbanks Astronomical Unit, and it's pretty neat because you won't see it again in my lifetime and probably nobody else's.
So are you going to be here all day?
Yeah, we'll be here till the rain.
Gutowski turns from his telescope to point at a wall of sinister black clouds. The last Venus transit took place in 2004, but he wasn't able to see it then. A wildfire burning close to Fairbanks had filled the sky with smoke.
Why is Fairbanks such a great place to see the Venus transit?
Because we are so close to summer solstice. The sun is just about as high as it's going to get. And we don't have sunset to speak of. You can't beat it.
Near Gutowski stands Venus researcher Dr. Robbie Herrick.
Venus is doing nothing different. It stays the same distance from the sun. It just happens to be in our line of sight. But other than that, it's just another day on Venus.
In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.
Can I have one more look?
Yeah, let's see if it's still there.
I see it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's just so hard to think about the sun having something in front of it that big. That makes it look so small.